turning in its place, cause you made it to. It is now 7 after the hour. Another hour from El Paso of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It is Wednesday on this good day. The poll today at DougSteffen.com, we've talked about this a little bit here and there, but I think it deserves some more attention. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, Richie and I talking about the government and its regulation or not. I guess the question is, do we have this debate? Yes, we have the debate. Do we have reenactment of the Fairness Doctrine? No, we don't. At least that's my pejorative on this, and I'm guessing most everybody else who thinks this through will think the same way. It doesn't mean you have to agree all the time. It's not about agreeing. It's about thinking through. If you have a thought that you conclude, at least after hearing the discussion and the debate, that you think we ought to have a reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine, that's all well and good. Richie, is Gordon in yet?
He's about to walk in here in about 3 minutes. He just called a couple minutes ago.
Will you ask him when he comes in? I would like to have him come on with us for a little while because he was so much a part of the business of discussing the business of whether we need to have a Fairness Doctrine or not.
Okay.
He became a very important part of the FCC, the focus on whether or not we, at the time when it was instated in 1949 by Harry Truman, we needed, that was when television was just beginning to emerge. Radio certainly had a prominence, but there was no real talk radio. We didn't have any talk radio. Bob, when was the first talk radio? It was in the 60s, really, at stations like KBC and KGO, right on the way. It began more on the West Coast than it did East Coast, and it was mostly liberal.
That's most correct. Of the stuff. All liberal.
All the talk radio,
wouldn't
original
think
talk
of
radio.
A conservative talk host.
Wait, they wouldn't think of putting a conservative on the air.
No.
And this would be the late 50s, early 60s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Joe Pine was one of the first talk show hosts,
right.
I remember, on KLAC in Los Angeles.
Yeah, and he wasn't liberal by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But he didn't do the radio.
When did the big transition come? Was it Rush or was
it was Rush.
Rush was
the late 80s is when it changed.
Yeah.
Right. And then remember when I got started doing the network work that I started in October of 1988 was put together by a couple of fellas in Baltimore. Who said if Rush Limbaugh can do this and get the inventory, because the issue always from a management point of view was whether stations would give up the inventory. And if you don't know what that means, it means would they give up commercial time, because the way we make our money, all of us, with the exception now of Limbaugh.
It was not an overnight success.
No.
Rush was by no means an overnight
success. And Imus, to a point, but that's stopping. A few of the programs have charged stations and still do, in addition for inventory, or in exchange for inventory, there are like four commercials, or 4 minutes an hour, that go to the company that produces the program, and then the station owns the rest of the inventory, so it can sell it. That's how it makes money. Stations, radio stations make their money by selling the advertising inventory, as do the programs that are on that may be from a syndicator or networking. In my case, I have commercial time that I sell. That's how I make my living. The radio stations stay on the air. In order to produce the programming that they do, they have to have money, and the money comes from, with the exception of NPR, it comes from you, the person who buys the products that are sold on the radio station's airwaves. We have commercials for almost anything you can think of now, and they are either aimed at imaging or telling you a story about a product like New Buick. What's in the New Buick? Or they're aimed at getting you to buy a New Buick or to buy something, you know, we're trying to get you to buy the MetaFast diet. So we tell you the stories about who's on it and what the results are in hopes that you will go to the website, and I get paid for that. And so in terms of the reality of what the inventory is that was given up, when Limbaugh went on, he was first on for 2 hours, and as Bob Kay, who's my general manager and was the program director of so many stations over his career, starting in Fort Wayne and going to Albuquerque and Los Angeles and
Denver.
Philadelphia and Denver. He understood that because it was his job to put these programs, the original local and syndicated shows, Bob had many of them under his wing, if you will, and started a lot of the shows that were around, whether they be local or national. Some of the most controversial hosts like Alan Berg in Denver.
Larry
you
Elder.
Found him, put him on the air. Larry Elder in Los Angeles.
Dennis Prager.
Dennis Prager in Los Angeles. So, the point is that those people came along as a result of what was first started in an era that was clouded by control. And I think it's also very interesting to note that all of the successful, there were no network shows until the 70s. I think Daynet came along, wasn't it? Mm. And most of those people Larry King was 1984, because I was running a station in Boston that put him on. I was the first major market station to put on his syndicated show at night.
I think I was the second.
You were the second.
In Philly.
I was the first. I copied you. We were both, interestingly enough, Bob and I were both program director and operations people at the same time. And I copied what he did in Philadelphia with the old-time radio shows, which I put on WEE on Boston that I was running. And then Bob was...
Speaking of old-time radio shows...
Hey,
thank you, buddy. That's very nice.
I remember back in 1979.
Well, the point is, I want to put a perspective on all this discussion of talk radio and talk television or news or whatever, and do we need the fairness doctrine? Having people understand that the original talk radio was all liberal.
Right.
There were no conservative
hosts
at all.
Yeah, they used to complain then.
And they complained.
There's only one side being heard.
Exactly.
Which was not true. There just weren't any creative.
There were no good conservatives.
Until Rush came along.
Until Rush came along, every one of the conservatives that tried to do this
except
sucked.
Joe Pine
was good. He was a better TV. He went to radio after he was on television.
That's right.
And it was the image of Joe Pine being Joe Pine that carried him through on the radio.
That's right.
You could see his. I mean, the guy was a complete character. You could see his expressions, the way he was, and you could imagine as you listened to him what he was doing on the radio, and that's why it worked.
Michael Jackson was another one of the early guys with British accent in L.A.
Right, and he was on forever.
Yes.
Until, like, last year he was on in L.A., and he is decidedly liberal and stayed on the same, he was on KBC for 34 years or something? A long time.
At least
he was on
30 years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. So the point we're making here is that this is an evolution, and what goes around comes around. So you listen to these people that don't know anything, and they're trying to stir the pot. Oh, we're going to have this, we're going to have that. These people are completely off their rocker. This guy, Clyburn, the congressman from South Carolina, wouldn't have a clue. He couldn't find his butt in a snowstorm. The guy doesn't understand what the medium is about, the message, the business. He understands none of it.
Well, the fairness doctrine was so unfair, which I think is one of the reasons that only liberal people got on the air back before Rush came along.
Right.
If you put people on who oppose the liberal viewpoint, you got complaints, and then you had to invoke the fairness.
Right. You had to put people on the air to have Michael Jackson have to interview somebody, but he was smart enough to know that he had to do that anyway, so he always had both sides on his program, and more or less the other people who were smart enough, they wanted longevity, knew they had to present both points of view. So, anyway, the point is that we go back to this every time there's something that is a headline grabber like Tucson, and we do have people that are on the air that are obnoxious. Michael Savage is an obnoxious boob.
But he's an entertainer.
But he's very entertaining. People, exactly.
People.
As Howard Stern had an audience, basically Howard Stern and Laura Schlesinger got driven off of radio because the sponsors wouldn't support them. There was no money to be made, so they had to go away. That's the reason they went. Not because they didn't have listeners. They had listeners. But the advertisers are so conscious of controversy and it affecting their ability to sell their product, they don't want to be associated with people for the most part. I'm talking about the big advertisers that go through the agencies.
They bowed down under pressure. They didn't necessarily not want to sponsor those people, but they got complaints from consumers who bought the product and said, we're not going to buy your products anymore.
Yeah.
Well, then the people in the top offices of those companies get scared and they say, oh, stop advertising. On
right. So Procter & Gamble, the guy that runs Procter & Gamble, calls the advertising agent and says, stop buying Michael Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Stop buying Laura Ingraham. Stop buying Rush Limbaugh. You know, this is very self-serving. There's only one.
I think I'm getting a headache.
One, there is only, Richie knows the answer to this, probably Roberta does and Jennifer as well. There is only one nationally syndicated radio program that has never, ever been on a do not buy list. Mm. You know what that program is?
Let's see.
I'll let you think about it. It's 17 after on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try Progene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try Progene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like I always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All right, the poll today at DougSteffen.com is government regulation of free expression on radio and television appropriate? Yes, the hardness of the rhetoric has led to violence. B, no, a free society must be able to take its lumps. C, nope, I'm a taxpayer. I want to hear what I want to hear. And D, yes, the government knows best. Is government regulation of free expression on radio and television appropriate? The answer is no, not in a free society. You will fail to continue with the freedoms that we have if you start if the marketplace says, like they did for Laura Schlesinger and to an extent Howard Stern, he was getting some resistance. Advertisers were phenomenally successful. If he picked and choose, if the right advertisers on Stern's program had phenomenal. He made Snapple.
Snapple, yeah.
Phenomenal.
If it wasn't for him, Snapple wouldn't be around.
Would not exist, exactly, yeah. Right. So it's understanding that. Sometimes you got to find the right client. The answer to the question is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, by the way, in case you didn't.
I didn't guess that one.
Surprising, Rich. Yeah. 21 after on Good Day.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe 1 decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe 1 septic solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafe1.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafe1.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe 1, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Surprisingly enough, I don't like this song and never have.
Really?
I never really was a big fan of the Everly Brothers. There's one song, Bob has this, that's not an iPod.
It's
that an iPod?
It's an iPod.
It's got about 800, 900 songs
it's
on
it. It's a Nano.
That he and I love. So we go on these trips and he brings it with him and we play the music that we want to listen to. If you can't get to Sirius or whatever.
You mean instead of your box of CDs you were talking about?
Right. Well, if I'm by myself, I have the box of CDs.
Okay.
Thank you, Jennifer. Anyway, our birthday list for today, the 19th of January, includes Phil Everly, whose birthday, his 72nd
great singer
birthday, is today. These guys really knew how to capture the audience's attention. They were the real original slick hair guys.
Beatles stole from them. Like
yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah. Right. This, they started in 1959, I think. Wasn't that the first? 58, 59, like in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. This is great stuff. I just, it never appealed to me necessarily. Also having a birthday today, another old-timer. Rich, you're going to love this. Shelley Fabre.
I love her. I used to have a crush on her when I was a little boy.
Well, she was certainly well-known as an actress in that show with Craig T. Nelson. What's the name of the show?
Yeah. Coach.
Coach. Right.
And she was in some Elvis movies, which is where I first met.
Well, she was a teenager when she recorded this.
And she was a sweetheart. She was really nice.
Oh, she's very attractive even as a mature woman.
Yeah, no, she's very pretty.
Very cute. Yep. So Johnny Angel was how she came into prominence. She was 17 when this song was recorded.
On the Donna Reed show.
On the Donna Reed. She was the daughter on the Donna Reed show. Exactly. Other birthdays today, actor Fritz Weber. You would recognize him mostly from Black Sunday. But he was in every movie you could imagine. He was around, and his birthday is today. Gene Stapleton, who won her awards for being an All in the Family. She was Archie's wife. My God, she was great.
Oh, my God.
She was great. Yep.
Toilet.
Toilet.
88 today. Tippi Hedren, who is the mother of what famous actress, please?
Oh.
Melanie Griffith.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Having her 80th birthday today. Robert McNeil from the McNeil-Lehrer Report. His birthday. He's still on the air. He's another guy. 79 today. Still doing his thing. Actually, no. I think he's 80 today. He's 80 today. Still doing his thing. How about we go to Dolly Parton to celebrate her birthday? One of the most prolific contributors to pop and country music, and every award she's ever won, every accolade she's ever had, she is one of those people who deserves every single bit of the attention that she has gotten.
Nothing manufactured there.
Well, well there's a little manufacturing.
But, I mean, she's self-made.
Yeah.
Well,
literally.
She had some help.
She's every bit.
Artistically, that is.
Yeah. Owns Dollywood Amusement Park. You know, why didn't we go? We went through Tennessee. Why the heck did we go to Dollywood? I wanted to go to Dollywood.
Someday I always wanted to go.
When we go back in the spring, we'll go back that way. Ann Compton, the ABC newscaster's birthday is today. Harvey Hinsley, guitarist for Hot Chocolate.
I didn't even
know.
You suck at playing. I believe in miracles.
I do believe in miracles. After all, I would have kept doing this program day after day, year after year, week in and week out. Desi Arnaz Jr.'s birthday is today.
Ah, Lucy.
Little Ricky.
And also Dino, Desi, and Billy. Remember them?
Yep.
Dewey Bunnell. He was one of the first people to prove there are more horses' asses than our horses. For this song, America Horse with No Name.
Remember we had him on the show a few years ago?
Yes, actually he was not a bad guy.
Cool dude, very cool dude.
Happy birthday also this week to Bobby Goldsboro. We missed out on his celebration, Chrissy. I was looking at other people that we ought to recognize. Kevin Costner's birthday is this week. We missed Kid Rock.
I like him.
Yeah, Chris Montez, remember that song? Remember, what was the song? Quick.
One.
Chris Montez. There you go. You got 2 seconds.
Let's dance.
Time up.
Let's dance.
Have you been denied health insurance?
This is a program that's specifically available to those that have pre-existing health conditions.
Under the new health care law, now you can get coverage. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Congress has allocated $5 billion to fund this program until 2014.
And so if you see very high demand, the money may run out and you might not be able to get a policy through this program. So people who want insurance should act quickly.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné says to qualify, you must have a pre-existing condition and have been uninsured for 6 months. You must also be a U.S. citizen or a national and a resident. This temporary insurance can cover you until 2014 when, under the new law, insurance companies can't deny you coverage because you have a pre-existing condition. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker, plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from El Paso in the studio of KTSM. And folks who want to come by the studio, it's, what is it, 4050? I'm trying to remember what the action is. 4045 North Mesa. 4045 North Mesa. So help yourself. We'll be out there for a while after we get off the air to say hello, hello, hello. And then on to Albuquerque, where tonight we have a dinner with listeners. In, what's the name of the restaurant?
At Monroe's.
Monroe's.
On Osuna.
On Osuna.
No, you're sooner, so cute the way you said Monroe.
Monroe. No sooner are we gone than we're on Osuna.
Great green chili stew, Monroe's.
Really?
Oh, they have several restaurants in Albuquerque. They're one of the family is well known in the city, and their food is excellent. I can't wait to.
Yummy, chili stew. Albert, you want to come up with us? Albert's in charge here. We might want to take a ride up with us to Albuquerque. All right, so Jennifer's here, Roberta is here, Richie is here, Bob Kay is here. The poll yesterday, we were, we're fooling with this video. There is now on YouTube a video of me, which is going to be edited and be up at thegoodayshow.com.
You can actually go see the raw,
you can see the raw unedited video at YouTube.
How to get there.
Yeah, well, wouldn't you just go to... Well, if you put me in on YouTube, wouldn't it show up?
It'll be on YouTube. It still hasn't uploaded, though, Bob.
Oh, really?
It's uploaded. Now it needs to post.
Okay. The name of it, if you want to go search for it, is Doug Steffen Hat.
Doug Steffen Hat.
Yeah. Wow. It'll
I'm really into this cowboy. What am I? Is my life changing? Do you think I'm going to be?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look. Cowboy.
What did you find? What did you find? What are you doing? What are you looking at?
On YouTube.
What?
So, why are you looking at my big toe on my left
foot. Oh, I remember that. Disgusting.
I'm getting ill.
194 poor suckers have watched your big foot.
That's all?
Broken toe on your big foot.
No, only 194?
You're lucky it's only 194.
My goodness. Ish. The poll yesterday at the Good Day Show has to do with my exposure to horses and the ladies and gentlemen, the rodeo thing. And more comments about that yesterday than anything else we did on the air. The discussion of the rodeo. In fact, they're teaching it at Tarleton how to. It's a useful tool for people around there. That's where the vocational stuff is. And we met July, who runs the Chamber of Commerce. She apparently is a rodeo rider and a, what do we call them, barrel chasers?
Barrel riders.
Barrel riders.
Yeah.
All right. So our poll yesterday, have you ever ridden a horse? 71% of you who responded said I have once, but don't regularly get the opportunity. I was surprised the number was that high, frankly.
Yeah, 16%
of you said all the time, I love horses. 8% said no, horses scare the pants off of me. And 5% said no, but I would like to ride a horse. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up.
I wonder if they teach them how to be rodeo clowns at Tarleton.
That would be cool.
Really tough run. Yeah. So as we travel across the country, I say we because Charlotte and Bob are here, and you're traveling with me as well, and I bring a lot of people along in terms of the stories that we tell. One of the things coming into El Paso last night, because it is the terrain in this part of Texas so flat, you can see 30, 40 miles out the lights of the city, and it was dark. Beautiful. And Bob and I were noting what we thought was the city of El Paso, in fact, was the city of Juarez. And the lights on, and the river doesn't become clear until you actually get into town. And what we had noticed, probably the last, Albert, maybe you can come in here. Will you come in for just a second? Turn the microphone on that you'll use.
You know, the sunrise this morning over the mountains right out front was just spectacular. It was red, purple, beautiful, coming up behind the mountains.
Albert, Albert Garcia is the ops guy here at KTSM. You were originally from Albuquerque, and you came down here, right?
No, actually born and raised here.
Yeah, and then you went to Albuquerque, but you came back.
No, never left.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why, who was it we were talking to?
That
went to
was the guy at the hotel.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wrong guy. That was Zach.
That was 1 o'clock this morning, and it was a while ago.
That was Zach.
So, no, I want to, the business about the fence, and I didn't ask the folks who were in here earlier. We were talking about El Paso history, et cetera, et cetera. When we came up along the interstate, maybe 100 miles out, maybe it wasn't that far back, there was a checkpoint, and there were a lot of Border Patrol people. They were slowing trucks down. It didn't look like it was always there, but I felt it was just about dusk, and I was thinking that's about the place where the border gets pretty close. Am I right?
That's where Sierra Blanca. That's where you were coming on I-10, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah, that's Sierra Blanca. That's the regular checkpoint.
It is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what did they expect? What do they hope to get? Well, they stopped the trucks and the cars going through there. What are they looking for? The obvious, I suppose. But
drugs.
Yeah, they're drugs.
And illegals.
Yeah. Yeah. And how successful are they in finding either or both?
Quite a bit.
Are they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially
so
now with the drug war.
Yeah.
Everybody's just coming over. And
so why wouldn't you think people would get that? Maybe go a different way? How about go up 25 and go over that way? It seems silly because everybody must know that they're there.
Yeah, because when Arizona did their thing, it sort of funneled everything between El Paso and Arizona.
It closed the gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now they're funneling in through New Mexico now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of the fence and the discussion of the fence here, it was called a high-tech barrier fence, I think. Wasn't the announcement made either earlier this week or last week?
That they killed it.
Killed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. So what, did you ever feel any impact? Was there anything there? It was supposed to be, I remember when George Bush made the announcement, right? Oh, my God, this is going to be the most technologically advanced border security initiative ever on the face of the earth. And, of course, it was a miserable failure. I say, of course, because there was not enough agreement, A, as to where it would be placed. There wasn't enough money to do it anyway. It's like the whole war on drugs, never been enough money, and there never is going to be enough money. You're never going to stop this other than through education.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a problem is the drug trade and traffic in El Paso? As we've talked about a lot of the other things, the city seems to be thriving now, in part because of its connection to Juarez and the businesses that go back and forth, even in spite of all of the cartels and the drug stuff. But is there a more of a problem here than there is anywhere else with the drug usage?
Not here.
No.
Because it's just they go through here. So they don't
the drugs aren't staying here. No. They're going, the mules are carrying them out and about.
Further into the states,
So do some of the truck drivers that come over with loads, are they silly enough to put drugs in the truck to try to get by these Border Patrol people?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The 18-wheelers, semis?
Cars are in back seats, gas tanks, whatever.
So how do you know how they decide whether they're going to look your truck over, your car over?
Whether you talk like these when you come through the border.
Anybody talks like that when you come through the border. The fence, I remember, and I haven't seen in daylight since I was here. Do you remember it was about five years ago I was here. I remember going out, the program director at the time was a friend of mine named Tom Conley, who had worked with me in Massachusetts. And I think, although I was here before he got here, it certainly was fun to be here with him. And he brought me down to the river, and I remember being astounded, A, at how small the river was.
Yeah.
And how close, really close. And it seemed to me at that time there was a fence on the other side, not on this side. Do I remember that correctly? Was there a fence on the other side?
Yeah, but that's just a regular chain link fence.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a special fence.
But the one that Bush started, you can see it from the interstate, and it's just, it's not even complete.
Yeah.
It's only just bits and pieces of it.
So. Another miserable, it really is. It's
not doing anything.
Extraordinary how stupid all of that is and how poorly, another reason, here I am off on my high horse, I guess I am going to become a rodeo guy. This business about we fight the war on drugs, the government can't do anything right. They start this, they spend, $5 billion or something?
Something like that.
Boeing got the contract to build it, and then they were all fighting about what it ought to have, and then nothing got finished, nothing got done, and the money went gonzo.
That's it.
So maybe a few contractors around here made a few bucks on it, did they, or was it, and there were no local people involved? Was it all stuff that came from out of
the people? I don't think it was local. I think it was the National Guard.
And one of the other things, and I don't mean to be putting you on the spot, but I think it's interesting to get your perspective because you've lived here all your life. In Southern California, Bob's from Central California. I live part of the year in Southern California. And we know that there is the element of illegal labor, and their presence is felt. I don't get that their presence is felt here. It's sort of either it isn't a problem or they've been smarter at sort of folding in. Which of the two would you
folding think? In?
Folding in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not there. They don't stand around Home Depot and say.
Not here.
Yeah. There's a lesson to be learned also, perhaps. I'm not trying to teach the illegals how to get along, but they have really sort of. And is there help from the families? Because a lot of legal families have members of families on the other side. They want to get them over here.
Mm-hmm.
And they sometimes would work in concert. Yeah. Is that how it happens?
Yeah.
Yeah. And nobody pays much attention to it.
No.
The police here, what about the school system? How many illegals do you think there are in the school system in El Paso?
Just go to any school right now and see how many cars are from Juarez.
Really?
Yeah.
The cars, they go,
really?
They bring the kids to school.
Drop them off.
My God, isn't that amazing, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
Just go right now. It's what, 8 o'clock? Yeah.
Yeah. America, what a country.
At least here,
right?
All right, Albert, thank you.
No problem.
Albert Garcia here from KTSM. Isn't that amazing? We are people, we are nuts in this country. Got to be crazy. 30, hey, still make it 43 after on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
As the new Congress gets back to work, a diverse national coalition is supporting an effort in the Senate to reform the chamber's rules so that more bills can be debated. This proposal, co-sponsored by more than two dozen senators, is backed by organizations representing labor, environmental, civil rights, and faith-based organizations. They believe the rules changes would bring about more debate, accountability, and bipartisanship. Larry Cohen, president of the 700,000-member Communications Workers of America, says today's Senate barely functions and real change is needed.
Our nation's founders would be appalled at the legislative gridlock that has become the rule in the U.S. Senate. More than 400 bills passed by the House of Representatives last session were not debated by the U.S. Senate for a single minute. No other democracy in the world functions like this. This is obstructionism, not democracy. That's why 60 national groups, including Sierra Club and Common Cause, are calling for fair Senate rules. Time to hold our senators accountable.
A vote on the rule change proposal is set for the week of January 24th. To learn more, visit fixthesenatenow.org. I'm Steve Van Ort reporting.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
People are tuned in, 48 past the hour. They want to know what's going on,
yeah,
right?
I do.
All right. Here's a the recounting of the story of the fence, just another in how many lists that we all have of the ineffectiveness of government, and yet a lot of people still think that government and not themselves are the answer to fixing problems. I'm looking at the Daily Blog. You've heard me talk before about the Daily Blog that is in Framingham, my hometown. And the addressing of issues. And one of the things I'm thankful for, there are 2,500 people who read this blog every day, and they're on to now because the tax rate's been announced, and the taxes, there is a, in Massachusetts, this is what they call Proposition 2.5. Same thing in California, that you could only increase the amount of taxes by 2.5%. But
the Jarvis
Amendment was in California. Same thing happened in Massachusetts, a lot of other states. So now they figured out in the towns how they can get around it. They change the tax rate. They don't change the amount that the taxes are increasing on the old rate. They're changing the tax rate. So people are really hopping about this in Framingham. And the blog today is filled with how government is broken. And the reason that I bring you the information is because this is a universal now statement or problem. Used to be, I remember when I was a kid and I was involved in local government, it seemed to be fairly functional. It was able to get jobs done. It was because it was not big, and one, when there was a problem, somebody recognized it, and oftentimes that person could fix it. But now with unions and lawyers and people who have separated out all of this stuff, we have three times as many employees working for the town now as we did when I was a kid, even though the population is exactly the same. What does that tell you about their ability to get it right? And so people are waking up to this. And the headline today on this blog, Roberta, is Framingham facing a financial crisis crippled by our broken government. And then this fellow goes into the voters and the people that are elected and how many folks who are working for the town become town meeting members and how do we change all of that. How do we fix the broken system which now is costing, I mean, the de facto increase in the taxes on the farm about 40% this year, even though it's only supposed to be 2.5%. Now, if I wanted to, I could sue, and there may be a class action lawsuit against the town because of this kind of, but the way they spend money, the trucks, the employees, it's craziness. And now people are waking up to it. It's not too late, but there's a reminder that all of it starts locally, perhaps. You look around when you're complaining about government, look at what your local situation is. 51 after the hour from El Paso. Thanks to the folks at KTSM for today.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here we go again, the healthcare debate on Capitol Hill. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. This is So 2010, healthcare reform, the back and forth, pros and cons, for and against arguments, but this time, it's not about a bill, it's about the bill that became the law. Republicans now control the House. The debate has resumed, this time on repealing the law. A vote to repeal, expected today, fulfills a Republican campaign pledge. Some of the debate heard on the House floor yesterday included Wisconsin Republican Paul Ryan, who is in favor of repeal.
We're already seeing premiums go up across the board. We're already hearing from thousands of employers across the country who are talking about dropping their employer-sponsored health insurance.
On the other side of the aisle, you have Florida Democrat Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who had this to say. She opposes repealing the law.
Every minute that we spend fruitlessly debating the repeal of health care reform is one less minute than we are spending creating jobs and focusing on getting people back to work and turning this economy around.
But wait, Republican Scott Garrett of New Jersey wanted to make this point.
This takeover of health care will give us more taxes, more mandates, and higher health care costs.
All right, but Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen pointed out the health care reform law includes the Patient Bill of Rights.
It's a historic mistake to take away these patient protections and throw these individuals back over to the whims and the many abuses of the insurance industry.
The verbal volleyball on this issue would not stop yesterday. A repeal vote was originally scheduled for last week, but all House legislative activity was postponed after the shooting rampage in Tucson. Of course, if and when the health care reform law is repealed in the House, it goes nowhere from there. Any move to repeal the law in the Democratic-controlled Senate won't even see the light of day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
another midweek storm, and we're going to be riding some fresh snow and some new trails as well, thanks to that fresh accumulation. Now, we did see a changeover in some places, but really it changed back to snow for the most part, and it's going to all be added into the terrain as the groomers get out and churn that snow smooth and loose to get us ready for some quiet midweek runs. Now at Mount Sunapee, you'll find about 60 trails open in New Hampshire, 17 miles thanks to fresh snow to the tune of about a half a foot. Big Boulder riding on 15 trails at full operation. They have 7 lifts open at Big Boulder. Seven Springs in western Pennsylvania riding on 42 runs in full operation. Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, strong with 20 runs, and they ride until 10 o'clock at night. Now at Deer Valley in Utah, 95 trails open on good packed powder snow. Jackson Hole, Wyoming with fresh snow again, 116 trails with another half a foot of new snow. Towson, New Mexico with up over 80 runs as they ride on 90% of their terrain. Mammoth, California with 65 miles. More at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
Another positive day for the stock market. The Dow up 51 points yesterday, closing at 11,838. NASDAQ up by 11 points. S&P with a 2-point gain. Crude oil down 16 cents a barrel to $91.38. President Obama and Chinese President Hu Jintao to be talking at the White House today. Among the topics, the sensitive issue of human rights and boosting U.S. exports to China, President Obama to host the Chinese president at a formal White House state dinner tonight. From the airline industry, Southwest Airlines quietly raising airfares across the board. The low-cost air carrier raising its fares on its routes by between $2 and $5 each way, the increase the fourth by the airline industry overall since the middle of December. Southwest has matched all but one of those increases. A spokesperson for Southwest says this hike is a direct response to, what else? The rising cost of fuel. It doesn't get much more intense than the rivalry between the Packers and the Bears, and you could see that with the small number of tickets released yesterday afternoon for their playoff game coming up in Chicago this Sunday. Those tickets, ranging from $134 to $586, were snapped up in about 1 minute. And finally, a surprising announcement from Regis Philbin on yesterday's edition of Live with Regis and Kelly on ABC.
This will be my last year on this show.
I know. It's been a long time. It's been 28 years since I've been here.
Yes, Regis, now age 79, has been at this a long time, logging more hours on TV than anybody else ever. All right, so Regis is going to hang it up, but not right away.
This is going to happen at the end of the summer, into the fall, whatever it is. We don't know that yet.
Regis didn't give a specific reason for his decision. The fact that he's turning 80 this year may have something to do with it, or maybe it's all the cackling from his co-hosts that finally got to him. Whatever the case, Regis is a television institution. Even the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, thinks so. Yes, the mayor knows Regis Philbin.
Every once in a while, I pinch myself that I know people like Regis Philbin. Who would have thought I didn't grow up knowing famous people like him?
Pardon me, but it does become a little easier to meet famous people when you're a billionaire mayor. Just saying. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com. Listen, learn, and win on your schedule at DougStephan.com.